very difficult. Around 2001, I came to Juhu. I was in Pujari department. Then Mukesh started coming. I didn't know who is Mukesh, but one of my friend, he introduced me. Then on Janmashtami day, he told me, can you install Radha Krishna deities in Mukesh house? Krishna is already there. Radharani is there brought. So on Janmashtami day 2001, I installed Radha Krishna in his house as Radha Madan Mohan. Krishna was already there, Radharani they brought, but he said, can you install both of them? So with full ceremony, morning till evening, I did the whole ceremony like I do it in the temple installation. And that was my first interaction with Mukesh. Then previous day, local Janmashtami day, I had installed similar Radha Krishna in Amit Damodar house, full ceremony. Myself with Chaitanya Bhagavan, who is in America. We both installed these two deities on two different days. And I didn't know that he had attended our Bangalore temple installation ceremony. He liked it so much. There he saw me working, and then he liked Prahlad Narasimha. I had taken Prahlad Narasimha for installation time to worship Narasimha. Then he said, can you leave this picture? And even today in the altar, that picture is there. And later on, he started coming to DT department, and he wanted to serve Radha Raj Bihari. Then somehow, we became very close. And he always used to ask me, we can do service, you know, like. And then he had already started somehow. Radha Raj Bihari blessed him to do the decorations. His decoration ideas and his creativity was fantastic. And he had mobilized, you know, all the Bandra devotees from where he got, I don't know how he inspired. They used to come, around 30 of them, and decorate the whole altar. And before coming, he used to ask me, Seva, you please be there. Because he didn't want anybody, any, you know, disturbance. Because other pujaris did not like his so much of prolonged. It used to go to 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock, because he's always, you know, he will put on something and then again he will take it out. And then he was very, I mean, but he was constantly meditating. I was amazed at that. And I used to sit with Japamala and I used to chant. And I told him, don't make noise, but you take it. You altar is yours, you do it, whatever you want. So the pujaris also did not want to stay overnight, and they let me. So it became routine duty for me. Whenever there is a festival, I will be the night watchman. So he was comfortable with me. And then slowly he said, hey, why not we put one day sari? I said, why not? Then we organized sari. Then again he came with, you know, flower dress. That also we did it. And it was becoming late, because the whole Bandra devotees were all organizing in his house, the flower decoration, the flower dress. And it became 5 o'clock in the morning, Radhashtami day, and the flower, not, the dress was not coming. Pujaris, you know how they are, it is getting late. And I used to hold them, no, it's coming, it's just on the way, like. And then finally it came, we put it on the Lord. And he designed many, one or two outfits also. And his decoration was excellent, especially. Then he used to call me suddenly. I used to ask, where are you? And he said, I am in Jaipur, Radha Gopinath Mandir. What are you doing? I am doing outfits. And suddenly he will call from Vrindavan, Radha Raman. What are you doing? I did a very nice dance performance. I did it for Radha Raman, Pleasure of Radha Raman. He used to do dance also, Kathakali. And like that, every time he used to go, and then some other temple, I used to get a call, and then he said, I'm here in this temple, doing something like that. I was, you know, if Radha Gopinath has to accept his service, grant his service, that means something, definitely he has intense, very pure desire. then I slowly understood, and then we were close, and then somehow he went on, and then after some time he started doing service to Radha Gopinath in Chaupati. And he did one outfit here, but it took long time. Somehow his estimation is went wrong a little bit. And he apologized, and then he paid for it. He was not a cheater, because some devotees felt that when he did that outfit, there something went wrong, and then they made remarks to me, you know, your friend did this, your friend did. But I told them, look, he's not a cheater. He does not have any intention of making money from Radha Raspberry Temple, at least. He doesn't do that. He is getting his money from somewhere. He is doing outfits outside, and he is having his business very nicely coming. Because of that, he became little, and then he started doing service in Radha Gopinath. He was doing excellent service. And then I was going to his house now and then, some of the festivals, and his mother used to speak Telugu, so I used to speak little Telugu, and then that way. And I used to go, and then she used to call me also. The basic one is I used to go for darshan, another is to eat rasam rice. His mother knows that. And he used to call myself, and Pundli Govinda used to go and eat rasam rice. Anyway, and then used to go on like that. And then finally, if you Gaurpunim, before Gaurpunima, I wanted bangles for Ram Lakshman. We wanted to do away with the metal bangles because it was scratching. So then I could think of only him. I called him. He said, come to Chaupati. Then I went to Chaupati. At that time he introduced me to Gaur Krishna. And then I had darshan. And then he took me up where they were doing karyagars from Mayapur. He has brought 8 karyagars. And then doing nice outfits for Nityananda. And then he showed me, he took me to the dresses where they kept. It was fantastic. I never imagined that he was doing that kind of service. He used to tell me, today we have put on this, we have done this, we have done this. And then I came back and I told Ramrup, look, one can do mistake for the first time, but he will not do mistake for all the time. Come and see what he's doing in Chaupati. It's amazing. Then after 2 days, I took Ramrup and then went to Chaupati. He saw the outfits. We decided we will do 2 dresses, one for Janmashtami, another something. But of course, it did not happen. But at least the image of Mukesh, what was there in the minds of pujaris in Juhu, it was changed by seeing his work in Chaupati. He did major service in Chaupati, I could say that. Then one day he said, he invited me Pushyabhishek, and we wanted to do Pushyabhishek too. And he said, we'll help you out, no problem. He always wanted to do service to Radha. He used to always ask me, hey, get me service to Radha. I want to do outfits. I said, wait a minute, we'll do it. And finally it came, but Krishna had some other plan. And he also wanted to do service to outfits to Radha Krishna Chandra in Bangalore temple. I said, look, now there is a problem. wait for some time. I will get it, but, don't worry. And he went to Tirupati for Abhishek. Right after the Abhishek, before going, he called me. And then right after the Abhishek, he came out and he called me at around 6:30. I said, Prabhu, he went on for half an hour describing the entire figure, entire the deity form of Srinivasa. He has meticulously seen from top to bottom everything, and he was so beautifully was describing. I said, yeah. And then we shared a lot of common things like that. And then, then he went to this. I heard this news. But, of course, first time when I heard, I laughed. Well, look at this, Krishna's arrangement, how he takes devotees like this. We had some other plan and he was going on, and suddenly he takes. Normally both the brothers don't live together. But this time I don't know how Gagan also went with him. And that's how it made me that Krishna is ordained, you know, he is taken, both of them. So I could only always remember that Srila Prabhupada words. He, just before departing, Prabhupada said, everything is moving under the supreme control of Krishna. This consciousness is Krishna consciousness. So this made me, is definitely there is a behind. And although I'm not a Tattvadashi where I could, I mean, I don't claim that I saw Mukesh entering the Goloka or anything. But whatever I've heard, whatever I've read from Prabhupada books, I can say that definitely he got a very good service opportunity. Krishna has planned it something. And Krishna has promised also, in Varahadev, Varaha Charma Shloka is there, which says, Sthite manasi susvasthe sharire satiyo naraha dhatu samye sthite smarta vishwarupam chamamajam tatastam riyamanam tu kashtapashana sannibham aham smarami madbhaktam nayami paramam gatim. Its meaning is, if a person who, while having mind and body in good shape, with all the natural elements in fine fettle, thinks of me as the birthless, when such a person reaches the time of death, lying insentient like a log of wood or a stone, and becomes unable to think, I will remember that person at the time and take him to the highest state. So I can definitely, confidently with this statement I can say, because all the devotees were their predominantly their mind was fixed with, on Krishna. And every day they are praying for Krishna. Their consciousness is also, fixed on Krishna. I'm sure Krishna has better plans for them. So nothing to lament that way. But definitely we all miss, I miss him. Just to end with this, there is a flower which is tuned to the string with the thread. So you take the flower garland and put it on the Lord. Similarly, here in all his activities, Gagan was involved. And when Krishna lifted the flower, he also lifted the thread, that is Gagan. So along with Krishna, Mukesh, he also went with that, like a garland. So I used to ask Gagan, hey, you always with your brother and serving, but he was working with somewhere in advertisement company. What about that company? He said, nothing to worry, Prabhu. He is very good friend of mine. Mukesh told me, he is very good friend. He doesn't mind doing this service. He knows this. In fact, he was there at the funeral ceremony, and then he was also very moved. So finally, I would like to glorify few devotees which really touched me. At this kind of time, there was Anirudh and Amit, Murari and Amiya, few devotees. They organized so well the entire funeral ceremony from the beginning of receiving his body and till now. Taking care of the DT Seva one side, taking care of the parents one side, relatives and the devotees. It's amazing. They really deserve an appreciation. They did a lot of service to Mukesh and his family. You want to come on? Maharaj wants to bring them on stage and show them. I would like to please Anirudh Prabhu, please come on the stage and let everybody see your good service too. So Mukesh had very good friends that, Amit is not here. He has gone to Vrindavan, back to Vrindavan. And Murari. Amiya? So many more may be there, but at least I could see them in the forefront. And whatever. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.